sitting well straight despite his problems and his old age, and because of the world's ugliness that he would see breaking up day after day, the little shoemaker cobbler from Pamiers was, little by little, losing his energy. His legendary good mood, known beyond the doors of the small town in Ariège, was slowly starting to point out a great weariness and an immense sadness, without him even being really conscious about it. He sang no more, whistled no more, and his back bended on his tool.